Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning of the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Every single weeknight. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm thrilled to be here with you. Much love to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. People tuned in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. Everybody listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And every human being locked in via a machine called a smart speaker. Regardless of where you're at, what you're doing, thank you so much for being here with us. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. And this is y'all's show. I'm here. I'm hanging out with y'all. It's good to be here. We got a full 4 hours. You follow me on social media, JR Sport Brief. You already know everything that we will be discussing here over the next 4 hours. Unfortunately, a legend, and he's the epitome of a champion, a great teammate, a human being. Willis Reed passed away today, New York Knicks legend, one of the greatest NBA players ever, and we're going to be talking about Willis Reed at different points tonight throughout the course of the show. Also, we're going to be having a great conversation in about 20 minutes from now with a former teammate of his with the New York Knicks. His name is Henry Bibby. Name might sound familiar. Regardless whether you're a little bit older or a little bit younger, Henry Bibby is going to join us in about 20 minutes, and then we are definitely going to ask him about Mr. Willis Reed and a few other things, a former UCLA champion, besides being a champion with the New York Knicks. Rick Pitino introduced today with St. John's University, had a lot of things to say about his new squad. He got right to the point telling everybody that, some of the old players ain't going to be here when I start. So we'll get into Rick Pitino. As of right now, the WBC final is going on. Yeah, the baseball tournament that everyone is, well, some people love it, some people don't like it. New York Met fans probably don't like it. Japan is leading USA 3-1. In the bottom of the seventh. No shock to me. I'm just sitting in a studio right now. Don't know exactly what's going on. But some guy named Shohei Ohtani seems to be at first base. What a shock. I guess that's just what he does. Just Shohei Ohtani on the plate, on the base, and is a challenge. And it says he is safe. So you make of it what you will. Shohei Ohtani is happy as Japan is trying to put insurance runs up on the board here to defeat the United States of America. This would be Japan's third championship at the WBC, and I guess people are excited, I guess. We'll talk more about the WBC, and MLB has said it will return. It shall return in 2026. Can't wait, right? Let's get through this year first. Shep, how are you this evening, man? You doing good?
I'm doing really well, JR. Thanks for asking. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you. I just walked in the studio. There's so much to do. I went to the Atlanta Hawks game right before I came in. I'm thrilled that – well, not thrilled, but I appreciate the fact that tonight was the Hawks honored military and service members. But then outside of that, I also know that all over the NBA tonight, we just had every team, every arena took some time to show love to Willis Reed. Right before I walked in, the Hawks beat the Pistons 129-107. And everybody's talking about how hype the WBC is, and we need more of this excitement on a day-to-day, game-to-game basis in baseball. But there's so many games. You know, it's hard to replicate that throughout the course of a regular season. It's hard to just make that stretch out on an afternoon game in April or maybe in August when your team is pretty much out of the running, out of the opportunity to compete for a championship. And I was almost in stitches today. It's totally unrelated. No one is going to confuse the Hawks with just the hottest team because they're 50-50 here or there. The fan base, a lot of times, can just be, you can love the Hawks, but they're not always inspiring. We got a section here in Atlanta. It's called, I think it's called the Sixth Man. And Shep, they interview these fans for them to sit in the section because you need to be absolutely wild. And they are right up from the opposing team's bench. And so some of the chants that the opposition hears, this would be great if we had this in baseball. Sometimes the fans, let's say Dennis Schroeder goes up to the free throw line. The fans are yelling at him. There's about a couple hundred fans yelling at Dennis Schroeder. LeBron is gonna trade you. LeBron is gonna trade you. And Dennis Schroeder standing there at the free throw line, and he has to sit and suffer through this, and he hears it. Today, Marvin Bagley III went up to the free throw line, and the fans were yelling at him, "You're a bust." And after a few seconds of this, Marvin Bagley had to acknowledge it, and he's nodding his head with like, "Okay, I'm a bust. I hear you. Fine, I'm a bust." They chant the worst things at these guys. And it's nothing crazy. One guy came up to the free throw line today and they chanted, "Who are you?" repeatedly. And I didn't know who the guy was. I had to go ahead and try to Google who this guy was. And so I appreciate fan participation at sporting events. I appreciate it when it's good-natured. Jamal Murray almost went after a fan last week who said something derogatory about his significant other. But I guess when you get the United States and Japan playing a baseball game, I guess it's good-natured and fun. What do I know? Someone who's enjoying himself here at the World Baseball Classic happens to be one of the biggest stars in baseball. It'd be nice if he played a little bit more. His name is Mike Trout, and right now he's trying to lead the United States of America back towards a victory in his WBC, of which they still are losing right now, 3-1. Mike Trout spoke pregame. Mike Trout talked to Fox, and you tell me if you're a little shocked at what he said. He said the WBC is amazing, and he even went a little bit further than that. Take a listen to Mike Trout.
Some playoff games in 14, but this is different. You know, it's the energy. You know, the Venezuela game, man, that was probably the coolest game I ever played. It's just, you know, talking to the guys and just being out there when Trey hit the slam, it was just, you know, the punches going back and forth, you know, seeing their fans, how much they love, you know, their home country and obviously our fans. So, you know, it's been great.
Did I hear that correctly? Did Mike Trout say that this is... Shep, did he say, like, this is the best experience, like, that he's played with baseball? Is that the gist of what he just said?
He said it's been great. He's, you know, inter-channeling his Tony the Tiger, apparently.
He talked about this is, well, he went to the playoffs and got swept. I mean, Okay, I guess it is. Who am I to argue with him? I can't.
That was probably the coolest game I ever played.
Oh, my God. Wow. You see, that's unfortunate that you have someone who has some of the – he's one of the most talented baseball players ever. Let's keep this in mind.
Was or Mike, is?
Say again, Chef.
Was or is?
Let's say this. He is still one of the best baseball players in the game.
Okay.
I can't say that he's not. Unfortunately, he's been hurt, right? He's been injured. And if we got to think about Mike Trout over the past, I don't know, 10, 11 years, he's been playing. He's had 12 complete seasons. He's only 31 years old. Since the guy came up, he's been abusing baseballs. He's one of the best players that we've seen. And if he hasn't or didn't get hurt, he'd be annihilating the record books. And there's still time for him to do it. You just don't know if his body's going to hold up. And to think about a man who's been playing since he was 19 years old in the big leagues, to think about someone who's really only had one playoff appearance where he's gotten swept, for him to say that this is the coolest experience that he's had playing in a damn baseball game. I mean, that's not necessarily an indictment on Mike Trout. That's an indictment on the Angels. Who Shohei Ohtani, I mean, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting Shohei Ohtani is out of there. Shohei Ohtani's going to go somewhere and get $50 million, whether it's from the Dodgers or the New York Mets or some other sucker team. Shohei is going to leave Mike Trout behind, and Mike Trout is going to suffer for the next 10 years with the Angels. What a shame. As Team USA is at bat right now, losing 3-1, it's the top of the eighth with one out. Yu Darvish is currently on the mound. There are a lot of Japanese players. I have no idea who some of these guys are. I know Yu Darvish, and he's out there to try to help close things out for Team Japan. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing. Hey, Manny, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, JR? How you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Manny?
Good. Nothing much, man. I was saddened by it when I learned about Willis Reed Steff. I mean, a legend who just died at age 80. I mean, he's like a legend in our eyes. Growing up, I learned about the story about Willis Reed and learned about his background. I mean, the guy was a true legend. The two-time champion. Two finals MVP, an MVP, All-Star MVP. I mean, he was like represent what New York basketball was.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds so crazy. This is the part that is so difficult. The last time the New York Knicks won a championship, someone who helped inspire the first one, someone who was there for the second one, is no longer here. Like that's how long it's been for the New York Knicks and not even the Knicks, more importantly, their fans. They haven't been able to taste or have success, and someone who is the epitome of a professional and a champion is no longer here. I think there are pockets and parts of the country who understand the significance of Willis Reed and what he meant to basketball. But I think to New Yorkers, and then I think there are also parts of Louisiana that certainly understand like who and what he meant. And it's crazy, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I mean, it's an honor to call you. And, I've been following you since 2015. I'm always going to root for your success. Keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you so much, Manny. I appreciate you. Much love to Manny calling from Flushing, Queens, and New York City. We're gonna talk about Queens in today's show, as Rick Pitino popped up in Queens. But we'll get to that Queens guy in a little bit. Shep, man, not getting into Willis. Just speaking about the Knicks now. 1973? We're in 2023, man.
Jared, it's almost like being a Jets fan. Right? Is that a fair comparison?
Not by accident.
Is that a fair comparison? You know?
Jets, let's see. If we had the way out, 1969 with the Jets.
Right, January 12th.
1973 with the Knicks.
Yep. June
what would you say the Jets have to – it's more painful for the Jets. Has to be.
Well, we can talk 94, 99. We've been close. But, JR, what's amazing about basketball is it's New York City's game, for lack of a better, concept, because we all believe the greatest point guards, where street ball was found, where love of the game was, predicated on, is New York City's the mecca of basketball. And so for a team that plays in New York to not have garnered an NBA championship, and you look at Milwaukee Bucks in a small market, they've won one in the last 2 years. It just defies all logic, JR. I mean, the Warriors have won 4 in 7 years. It doesn't make any sense. And what's even more flabbergasting about all this is that New York, for whatever reason, even with the owner that they have, he's willing to spend, they just cannot get star players.
Well, that's the owner's fault. But I got an update here. Kyle Schwarber has gone deep. A solo bomb. Kyle, I hit home runs or strike out Schwarber, takes Yu Darvish deep. Japan's lead is cut to 1. Japan leads Team USA 3-2 at the top of the 8th with 1 out. The United States of America trying to stay alive here in the World Baseball Classic Final. 1 out. Japan leads 3-2. USA trying to claw back in this one. You got a great point, Shep. We're going to talk more about this, but we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have a conversation with someone who played with this champion, Willis Reed. We're going to get a firsthand account. I'm going to tell you my own thoughts and on Willis Reed, and we're going to get you up to date with the WBC. We're going to hear from Rick Pitino. We're going to learn about Cam Newton throwing today. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Henry Bibby on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. There's so much going on in the world of sports right now. Everybody's gearing up for the NFL draft and free agency. There's the World Baseball Classic going on right now. NCAA March Madness. And then we all learned today the passing of a legend, a New York Knicks legend, a basketball legend, an NBA legend. And from all accounts, from a lot of individuals who have crossed paths with him, someone who was an awesome and amazing human being, that being Willis Reed. We have a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about, a lot to celebrate. But to speak to someone who knew him, was a teammate with him, won a championship with him, was also a coach for USC, many championships as well on his way into the league, coming out of UCLA, it's Henry Bibby. Mr. Bibby, how are you?
I'm doing well, JR. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on, not under the best of circumstances, but an opportunity to celebrate someone amazing. When I say the name Willis Reed, how would you describe him to an audience, many of us who have never crossed him?
People would know him as a great basketball player. People during that time, I don't think a lot of people, we didn't have the social media as they have now. So a lot of people didn't know about it at the time, how great this guy was as a player, how legendary he was as a player. But more so than that, you know, he was a great person, a great friend. You know, I was his roommate. Willis was the godfather of my son. So Willis and I go back a lot of years of just being a great, great person, a great person to be around. He would give anything to a person to help them. Just everyone loved Willis Reed. I mean, you talk about the Knicks, and, you know, there are a lot of great players who played for the Knicks who are still playing for the Knicks, but Willis Reed is the name that everyone cheers about because of the time of the 1971 championship when he came out on one leg and dominated. But just a great person to be around, a great demeanor, just a gentle giant, so to speak, who really, really didn't get his due, you know, as a pro basketball player.
Henry Bibby is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You had a championship pedigree coming out of UCLA, winning consecutive 1, 2, 3 championships, and then going to a New York Knicks team where the expectation was high. How did Willis Reed set the table? You talk about him as a person, not given his full due as a basketball player. How did he set the tone for you going from UCLA now into the New York Knicks, especially where he has been injured? You know, he was towards the latter years of his career.
Well, you know, Willis set the tone not just for me. He set the tone for the Knicks organization. His presence, anytime he walked into a room, captivated the room. People didn't see anybody else but this giant Willis Reed come in. There was just no one like him, and the impact that he had on me, it was unbelievable. He took me on his wing, and, you know, he and Red Hoseman got together and say, "Hey, you're going to be with Willis Reed. This is who you're going to be with." And I, you know, I knew about Willis, but I didn't know about Willis, so to speak. He took me in. You know, I lived with him. And I, you know, I got to know Willis. I rode to practice with him at times, and we rode to the games at times. And it's just his presence gave me so much confidence. And I disliked him because he had me get up at night as a rookie to go get him ice when he just got in for dinner at 10 o'clock at night and I was sleeping. So that's what I don't like about Willis and what he did to me. So, but other than that, he taught me the ropes, where I was able to teach it to other rookies that came into the league, and this is the way it should have been done.
Are there any other stories that you can share over the air that don't involve fetching him ice? Any other fun stories?
Well, I just know the dominance that he had in the game and how he would play, you know, against these guys that were much bigger than he, the Wilt Chamberlains and the Kareem Jabbars. I've just never seen anyone, you know, take punishment and give punishment out the way Willis did. But just a great guy to be around and a great guy to ask questions. And, you know, I came in as a rookie, and you know, Willis would always say, you know, you're a good player, you can get a chance to play, you just got to wait till your time. You got to wait for your time. So, I took that as a positive for me. And, you know, it helped me down the road, not just with playing, but with coaching and my coaching career as well.
Henry Bibby is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Before you came on, Mr. Bibby, we were talking about, Shep and I, about it's 2023. Like, I gotta go, wait a minute. This was 1973. When you were on the Knicks and you guys won a championship, thank God you were able to celebrate this recently at Madison Square Garden with the New York Knicks. What is that experience like when you all can come back together? Is it like you snapped your fingers and you went back in time, everybody just seeming the same?
Well, you know, we did. We had lost a few this time around. 10 years ago we had it, and we had everybody there. And it was, it was just something that I glowed in, because it was just being around those guys and being around that championship team and just seeing all the great players. When I came in the league, there were 17 teams. My salary was $17,000 a year, and I never knew I could make so much money playing basketball. And these guys, and I think Earl was making like 100, and Willis was making 100, and Clyde was making 100. And that was like the top of the line. But just to be in those guys' presence, you know, all the guys 40 years ago, which we had everybody together, just to sit down, have dinner, to talk, and to just reminisce about the championship years and, you know, winning the championship. We didn't have, you know, Red at the time. We didn't have Danny Whalen, who was our trainer. We didn't have Dave DeBuscher. But everybody else was there, and it was just great times getting everybody together. This time we only had like five guys there, and you know, it wasn't the same, but we still got together and we relived the times that we all played together, just lots of hugs and lots of memories, and we just took it in stride.
Coach Henry Bibby is here with us, CBS Sports Radio. You talk about the salary differences from when you and Willis and Clyde and Pearl played. What do you think about the way the game has changed? You think about someone like Willis, who was, as you described, rugged. You didn't want no parts of him or his 20 points and 15 rebounds. And the game is much looser. We have some dominance in guys athletically like Giannis. What do you think about how the game has changed and the three-point line? Okay, that was from 79, and it's even more open now. What are your thoughts on the current game?
You know, it's nice to see. I love to see the athleticism of the guys, and there's a lot more freedom, I think, in guys playing. The game has, you know, evolved, and is more of a fan type of entertainment. It's entertainment now. That's what it is, and there are great basketball players. And at some point in time, and all those guys are gonna be memories, just like we are. And you know, there, you know, you forget Tiny Archibald, you know, you forget Bob Pettit, you forget the Bob Cousys and the late great John Havlicek and the Sam Jones and Casey Jones, the guys that passed away, what they brought to the league so many years ago. They made the league what it is today. You know, all these players should be really grateful, I guess, that they have that opportunity. I know I told my kid I made $17,000 a year. He laughs. So it's, you know, it's, but there were 17 teams, and people would ask me, well, why can't you break in and play? Why can't you play? Well, you know, I had Monroe and Frazier in front of me. Mm-hmm. I had Dean Memminger and Dick Barnett. So I was kind of the fourth and fifth guy on that guard lineup. So it wasn't too much time to play until, you know, I moved on to another team and got the opportunity. But it's great basketball being played today. You know, there are great, great players. You know, who is the GOAT? I don't know who the GOAT would be. It's greatest of all basketball players. I think if you take a 10-year interval of players, you could probably figure out who the GOAT is in that 10-year span of time. But I don't know if there was ever a GOAT, because there were great basketball players from the conception of the NBA. It's just that social media has blown people up so much, you know, made the basketball players really bigger than what they are. TV has made players bigger than what they are. But, you know, there's still great, great players out there, and they play well. And, you know, I enjoy seeing them play. You know, there are guys that shoot the basketball. You know, say a guy like Jerry Lucas, who would have made a living shooting three-pointers, you know, none of his shots were counted as three-pointers. So the game has changed. The game is exciting still, and there are good basketball players in all the eras of play.
Coach Henry Bibby is here with us. As we start to wrap things up, I only have a few more questions for you, just kind of be cognizant of your time. You won championships at UCLA. You then continue on at USC as a coach in the late 90s, the early 2000s. That's how the NBA has changed. We see how the system in general in college is adjusted with NIL. And that took seemingly 30, 40 years just to crack that door open. Transfer portals. We see Rick Pitino just over the weekend losing one day and has a job pretty much the next. As a former champion in the college system, as a former coach, what do you think about how that game has changed? Has the system of college athletics for basketball changed forever? Is it still amateur or is it more pro-ish? How do you look at it?
You know, it's still evolving as well, and a lot of the coaches are using what the NBA guys do. It's kind of a you know, rotating, revolving, open offense. It's entertainment as well. But, you know, it's the players make a lot of money for the schools. The schools give the kids an education. So it kind of balances out, I think. You know, I'm happy to see it, you know, become the way it is. I'm happy to see Rick Pitino get back in. Hopefully it gives me a chance to get back in again. So I'm happy to see him get back in. And it's just been – basketball has been an exciting game for a lot of years, and it keeps getting exciting all the time. You have, you know, there, like you said, there are so many games being played now, basketball wise, is NIT, the NCAA, the women's, you know, NCAA tournament. There's so many games being played now, and there are so many great athletes. The athletes keep getting better each year with certain training and strength and programs. So you're going to see basketball keep getting better and better athletes come along because of the different training that we have. So, you know, years ago, we didn't have all the training. We didn't have the perfect foods to eat. We didn't have the flight schedules that the guys have now with their own airplanes to fly. But again, you make it what it is. You know, I'm happy to see it moving forward. We want to keep seeing the game move forward.
Well, Coach Bibby, you briefly mentioned your son, Mike. The last I saw Mike, it looked like he is just like he ate the gym. He looks like the Incredible Hulk. Is Mike still like, what's that about? Is he still like a body? What is he doing?
No, he lifts every day and all that. So, you know, he's still strong and staying healthy and stuff. So, you know, it's what people want to do. That's what he enjoyed doing, lifting. He still plays and runs and exercises. He still is coaching. He's part of the new fan control league that's coming out. That's very similar to fantasy football. There's a new league coming out. So he's kind of running that league, and he's still involved in basketball. And I'm happy that he's in there. I was hoping that he would get a shot in the NBA, and I can't see why he hasn't gotten a shot in the NBA. And hopefully somebody want to take him on and see his basketball knowledge and give the guy a break.
That'd be cool to see. Last question, more so a request. As you described all of the current changes in basketball at all levels, what were some qualities that you would love to see in current players in the current generation that you saw from your former teammate, Willis Reed?
Well, you know, I would like to see, you know, more leadership. I think he was the gentle giant. Until that time, he wiped out the whole, I think, the Laker team, I think, that time when he got in the fight. But other than that, you know, leadership. I think a star has to have that leadership the way Willis did and command the respect of his teammates and of other players around the league. And I think that's what Willis did a lot, and people failed to realize that and just, you know, kind of overlooked this legend, this great basketball player. I attribute Willis to being one of the first big guys that could knock an 18, 19 footer down. I mean, he could really do that. And during that era of time that we played, there weren't too many centers that could knock down those jump shots. They were more, you know, inside, you know, Nate Thurman and people like that, more the Dwight Howard type of people that were inside. But Willis was a little before his time because he could make jump shots, and that's what created a lot of problems for different teams because he could go inside, he could go outside, he could take you off the dribble, and he could defend the big people inside. So Willis, I like to see a lot of guys to be able to be a little more versatile, but they are getting to be that. And like I said, the game has changed into more of that than it's been ever before.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the stories. Thank you for the perspective. Very much appreciated. Henry Bibby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show with you on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of great perspective, a lot of great information, a lot of great knowledge. Thank you again to Coach Henry Bibby. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. There is something very awesome, very crazy going on right now in the WBC. I can't believe it. I think I'm actually excited. We're going to get an update on the WBC.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know. I think this is bad, right? I think it's bad. Like, I'm excited for the World Baseball Classic. That sounds terrible. Because the United States of America just lost 3-2 to Japan. And that's not why I'm excited. Like, I don't care who won. But the end of the game? I only really watched the final half inning. That was exciting. Shohei Ohtani struck out his own teammate. He struck out Mike Trout. It was a 2-2 count. It was the final out, and Japan has won its third WBC. Why is this interesting? Why is this unique? Why is this funny? Because Shohei Ohtani is teammates with Mike Trout, and he just blew his ass away. Sit down. Japan, WBC champions. You want to hear it, like, in a more exciting way? Well, why not? We have that. This is the final call of the WBC here in 2023, courtesy of Fox Sports and Joe Davis.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Good for them. Congratulations. There was about 37,000 people down in Miami, Florida, at Lone Depot Park, one of the dumbest names that you will ever hear a stadium with the name for. And Shohei Ohtani closed it out. Someone who is, yeah, you could have went back and forth last season about who was going to win MVP. I thought it was going to be Judge. Had a lot of people yelling at me that Ohtani was going to go out there and win it again. But we know Shohei Ohtani is just, he's the best all-around player in baseball. And why not? The man hits, the man pitches, and he does both at an elite level. He does both at an elite level that no one has ever seen before. And no, not even Babe Ruth, because when his ass was pitching, he wasn't hitting. There was a small turnover there where it's like, nah, you ain't throwing this rock no more, man. You gonna go out there and swing for the fences, and that's what he did. Ohtani is doing it both, making a career here, doing it at the same damn time. Shohei Ohtani coming out of the bullpen to close out, to shut out the United States of America. Pretty damn awesome. Jeff McNeil got up onto first base. Mookie Betts comes up, and now there's a double play, and Mike Trout is the only dude. He could have swung for the fences and tied the game up with a home run. Instead, Ohtani sits him down, his own teammate. That, to me, was the most exciting part of the World Baseball Classic, and I feel like I just parachuted in at the end. And now it's over. And now we won't hear about it for a couple of years, unless it's about Ohtani. And good for him. This WBC was about Ohtani. We can look at Diaz, and we can look at celebrations, and we can look at Altuve's injury. This was about Ohtani. It's crazy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from San Diego. What's up, Dave?
Hey, JR, first of all, I want to say my apologies for my actions last week. I totally respect you, and I totally screwed up. I apologize for what I did.
Are you the guy who accidentally used profanity?
Yes, sir. I apologize.
It's okay. Well, let's focus in on the now. Go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Ohtani, take the bow. That's your stage. That was your stage. I mean, I love this game. I love this tournament, especially this year. I mean, this year was like, imagine going to a concert and you have the two biggest bands playing that night, and one's an opening act and one's a follow-up. And they both come on at the end of the stage, at the end of the second act, and they just jam out together. That's what this was for me, and I loved it.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you for calling from San Diego. For me, I guess that's like, I don't know, it's like Aerosmith and Run DMC going out there, jamming together. That I can relate to. Shohei Ohtani has to just, he got to ask for bread now, right? He has to show up to work, and he has to tell everybody, and he's such a, I guess he's a gentleman. I can't see him running around talking trash to anybody. Shohei Ohtani has to go back to camp. He has to look Mike Trout in the eye. And they're just going to shake hands. That's it. They're going to shake hands. They're going to hug. Yeah, da, 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 da. And that'll be it. But for the entire season, as the Los Angeles Angels probably just suck, all anybody is going to be reminded about is the World Baseball Classic and how Ohtani got the best of Mike Trout. And now he's out of there. That's going to be a fun story. Congratulations to Japan beating the United States of America 3-2 to win their third World Baseball Classic. I guess Japan is better than America in baseball, right? Right, sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We're going to talk about this on the other side of CBS Sports Radio. Hey, there's A-Rod.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not-so-smart decisions. Like, maybe you had a little too much confidence in that one crypto exchange. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them.
Goalie. Taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.